Let's just turn all the other lights up. That's fluorescence. Let's leave fluorescence off for worship. That's good. Here we go. That's good, right where they are. That's good. Come on, Jesse.
Jumping day, the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has
I'm not.
will rise. With healing in His way.
Come seek the Lord.
Come seek the Lord while He may be found in His sanctuary. His praise resounds on high. On high. Come seek the Lord while He may be found in His sanctuary. His righteousness will rise. With healing in His way. The blood of Gilead. The
sing the balm of Gilead.
The balm of Gilead. The balm of Gilead. The balm of Gilead flows down from His throne. To heal the broken hearted, to heal the wounded, the balm of Gilead flows down.
Why don't you find yourself a partner?
To heal the broken. To heal the wounded, the balm of Gilead flows down.
Song. We believe it though.
Doing? Praise God. I'm glad you're here. Amen. We're going to receive this morning's tithes and offerings, and I think it's an honor that we can be here in agreement and participate together. You know, I just want to tell you, when you give, you're not alone. We're all a part of a covenant, and when God's moving and blessing on somebody, you get in on that and you agree with them, and you will reap the benefits of it. Amen. So I just want to encourage you, let's all give and participate. And I know God wants to do so much. I've been saying it and saying it again, but He really does. Any need that you have, if you have one, and I think some of us do, I do, you want to give. Stretch out your faith and give. And I guarantee you that God will meet you at your level of faith, and God will perform for you. Amen? You believe it? All right, stand up with me. And if you've purposed in your heart what to give, as we've been saying, if you've listened to God, not calculated in your head, but if you've heard God, you've heard the voice of God, if you've purposed in your heart, in your spirit, what you should give, then that's all you need. And you can give by faith and expect God to do something. So if you've purposed in your heart what to give and you're giving by faith, I want you to bless God with your seed. If you don't have anything to give this morning, just give of your faith. Participate with us. Surrender yourself to God and just say, Lord, give me seed that I may sow. Because God promises to give seed to the sower. And that's a hard thing for some people to understand. If you don't have anything to sow, how are you become a sower? Well, I just want to encourage you, if you don't have anything, walk up with us in faith. Say, Lord, I'm giving an offering in faith, and he will give you seed. Amen? He's done it for me. So raise your hand to God and just bless him. Lord, we love you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your supernatural power and presence that's here right now in this room, ready to meet the people's needs, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you withhold no good thing from us. So we stretch out our faith and obedience to you. It's our desire to bless you, Father, because we love you. Lord, we receive the manifestation of every promise that you've given us right now, Father, and I thank you that you are working on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want everybody, if you have something or not, to come up here in faith and participate. And I promise you, you won't be here without seed if you do it. Amen? So let's all participate. Amen?
And do I have a tie clip? Y'all forgive me. I'm not going to put it back in while y'all are up here. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. No weird sounds. Crystal, I guess you're working today. Back there is Jesse working back there. Jesse wants to work. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody give me a piece of paper and a pencil. I'm going to write something up here real quick before I start. And I'm going to borrow this. You have a notebook? Piece of paper and a Bible. If you don't have notes, that means you have what? Absolutely no intention. Amen. Of following through on what you hear today. And I have no clock up here, so y'all bear with us. All right. Now that baby sat quiet through the whole worship service, didn't say a word. When y'all got the Bible, smile and say, I got it. All right, Let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 10, verse 41. Praying, and how many believe God is still moving today, that it is staying today, yesterday, forever? Amen. Matthew chapter 10, verse 41. I want you to read this. It says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall, someone say shall, receive a prophet's reward. Everybody say the word prophets. Everybody say prophets real clearly and real loud for me. Prophet's reward. Isn't that good? There is a prophet's reward that you can get something. Today, if I were to say anything, I want to get this across to you. The benefits of living prophetically. Prophetic benefits. The benefits that come from when you live prophetically, or that when you live with the revelation that there is a prophetic anointing. All right? So it says, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Now, when we talk about prophet, what are we talking about? Prophets. There are prophets today. They're still existent today. Amen. They're still supernatural evangelists today. They're still, the gifts of the Spirit are still in manifestation, and the offices of the Spirit are still in manifestation as well. And God wants you to be rewarded. Why does God want you to be rewarded? Because he wants you to accomplish something. When you go to heaven and you get to see Jesus face to face, you want to come in with what? You want to come in with a harvest of souls. You want to have potential. How many are here on an investment as God's investment? Look at somebody and say, I'm God's investment in the earth. Now, I tell you what, if a company were going to send you anywhere, they're going to send you out. If they're going to send you anywhere, they're going to send you out equipped. And God does the same thing. God will empower you and get you ready to accomplish what he wants you to accomplish. If I were going to say, if I wanted to impress somebody or save a soul in this country, of course you're going to get more than a pat on the back and a kiss. Amen. You want to be able to do something, right? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't you save somebody if you could offer them a cup of tea or take them out for a meal? Amen. And pay the tab yourself? Well, we should be those kind of people today. We should come. We should be blessed enough, amen, that we can be a blessing. And we wonder why people don't want to come to the light of Jesus Christ and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, is because they don't want to come to church because they think they're trying to get something out of me instead of thinking, all do they get out of it? So God wants, first of all, it is God's total desire that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers, and God can do it. So say, oh, it's not important for me to be rich. Well, make yourself poor. Give it all away. Amen. And it'll keep coming back to you again. It'll keep coming back to you again. You can't outgive God. God does not want you in lack. He does not want you missing out. Amen. And if you listen to him, you follow the instructions of the word of God. Amen. Increase will come. And you have to be responsible with that increase. But you got to learn to get the increase of God. Amen. And there are several ways that you can receive profit today through the word of God. And one is, first of all, identify anointings and identifying different supernatural offices of the Bible. Amen. You can get up under a prophet. Somebody say, the prophetic anointing is meant to benefit you. Okay? So it says, he that receives a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Look at someone and said, are you receiving everything that you could receive? Well, this is just the best that it gets. This is just the best. Do you know what? There are people that have the inspiration of God on the inside of them. They are divinely inspired of God to let you in on good tips. Amen. To encourage you, to give you the right word at the right season to pick you up. And if you've got that person right beside you, you've got those prophetic people, amen, you'll do better. You'll do better. You come to church and hopefully we're not talking things off the top of our head or something that we studied 20 years ago. Or the latest joke, we find a message to match the joke that we've just heard, amen, because we want to entertain you. No, that's not what it's all about. You want to hear the word of God that you might be able to profit in what God told you to profit in. He wants you to do better this week than what you did last week. So I want you to learn how to identify that. Everybody say prophet. A prophet is one that is an inspired or several things. One thing, they are inspired. Everybody say inspired. They are inspirited by the Lord. Inspirited by the Lord. And I'm not nuts, but I know without a shadow of a doubt when there's inspiration on a word that God has given, that this is what God once said today, or this is what God is saying for this season. Amen. That is supernatural. It's from the Lord. It's not writers, you know, that writers have little things where they get this inspiration where they can just write a book and then they go into writer's block. I would hate to be in an inspiration block from the Holy Spirit and have to get up here and God not say anything. But God does speak to his people. Amen. A prophet could be one also who is a foreteller. They know things that are about to come and they're able to foretell what God once told. Amen. But they are inspired by the Lord to give you communication. You ever heard the term information is power? You ever heard that? Everybody say information is power. The more you know, the better you'll be able to do. If you're going to play the stock market, you want as much information as you can get. Well, God, as believers, wants to give you information today so that you're able to profit. And I believe one of the prophet's prophetic rewards when you get up under prophetic ministries that have been proven, not just someone that blurts out in the middle of the service, doesn't know what they're talking about, interrupts, amen, not just weirdos, amen. I'm talking about people that are inspired by God. When you have that information that God wants you to get, amen, when you have that inspiration and information, amen, you will do better. Everybody say, do better. Now that word, listen, he that receives a prophet, Now I'm talking about someone that stands in the office of the prophet in the name. Everybody say name of a prophet. Well, basically that means in the authority. Everybody say authority. Basically, when you reverence that person, when you are able to identify, and there's a big move going on right now, said in the last days, you won't know who God's using. There'll be nameless faces. Not so. Most of the time when you see people talk about prophets in the Bible, even Jesus said, the prophet Isaiah said this, this prophet said something. Why? You have to know their name so you can check their track record. But if you receive a prophet in the name or you reverence them as a prophet, you're able to identify that is a prophet, amen? Therefore, I can listen, amen, with my spirit, amen? And hear what God wants to say, you'll be able to receive it. You'll receive a prophet's reward. Everybody say reward.
Reward.
Say reward again.
Reward.
Well, I tell you what, when you go to McDonald's, you pay your money and you're going to get rewarded with some French fries, right? And if you don't get smart, amen, you won't get any extra treats, amen, that nobody wants. Y'all are quiet in here today, but it's okay. I don't need your help. Amen? And I don't need to say. Now listen, when you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, amen, when you know what you're there to get and you get what you want, amen, you're going to be rewarded with a prophet's service. Somebody say service. Now the word reward also means services. Everybody say services. Or wages. You get what they want you to have. Now, reverence. Everybody say reverence. That's one of the things that you want to do. First of all, you don't let the devil and religion lie to you and tell you that God has left you here all by yourself and that the gifts of the Spirit are done away with. We are not in a dark age. This is not a dark age. God's light, His revelation is shining. He's still speaking. He's still moving and He's still communicating. He's not deaf and He's not dumb. Amen? So you can realize that God is still doing something and you need to learn how to identify so that you can reap the benefits from it. Go right here now. So when we get into prophetic ministries, we want you to be able to reverence a prophetic ministry. What do you mean reverence? We're all the same. We're all the same. I want to give you some reverence scriptures. Is that okay? Anybody ever met people that were so-called prophetic? So-called prophetic, you know? Well, there, go right here. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 21, verse 45. It says this, and when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. They got mad because he said something, and they picked themselves out of what he was saying. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude. They became afraid, amen, because the people took him for a prophet. That means that the culture of that day, they had an understanding of what a prophet was, and they knew how to discern a prophet. And they say, hey, listen, prophets are meant for our good. Don't hurt my good. I want that information. How many of you got internet connections at your house? You can do a lot of stuff when you got an internet connection. You can get you can go all over the world and get all the information you want to get. You have to do a paper. You can study on this. Imagine if someone cut off your internet connection. You wouldn't have that information. Well, to a certain extent, prophetic ministries are the same way. You can receive information when it's from God. Amen? And get it that way. And they did not want someone cutting off their connection. They would become very offended. They would become very upset. So they said, we're not going to touch him because the people perceive him to be a prophet. And they'll be upset if they take away our voice. Somebody say hallelujah. Now also, when it gets into the area of reverence, and people think that, oh, it's no big thing today, go here also to 1 Kings chapter 1. 1 Kings chapter 1. Now there are a lot of people that get up there. You get some, when you got out here, we met so many people. I was thinking about last week, all the Looney Tunes that came through here. Had one Looney Tune come through here and said, I'm a prophet. And I tell you what, I want to do you in your ministry of service. I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm going to look at all the people and tell you who you can trust and who you can't trust. Nut. That's not God. That's just silly. Amen? That's silly. But right here, we're going to be looking at a prophet's ministry in regards to leadership. There are a lot of people that think, hey, I got this prophetic. They're not even in the office of the prophet, but they have a prophetic gift. And because they got some inside connection, they think they're better than everybody else. They hear God, oh, we got some inside connection that the pastor doesn't have. leadership doesn't have, you know, I'm hearing God. Everybody else is off, and because I'm the mighty prophet, I don't got to listen to anybody. Anybody met people like that? They know more, and because they know more, oh, I've got the inside tip. You're missing it. I'm not going to respect you. I've seen so many people that think they're prophetic, and they just become so disrespectful. I want you to see this prophet right here. Here was a king who might not have heard all the things that this prophet might have been receiving from God, but look how he carried himself. Look how he carried himself. Look right here. And lo, while she sat yet talking with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. Now Nathan was a real prophet, wasn't he? He was a genuine prophet. And they told the king, saying, behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. Isn't that a neat thing? So here you got this mighty prophet of God that goes before this king that doesn't get all the information. Hey, the king's not getting the information that the prophet is. The prophet's got the communication with God. But yet he still reverenced himself before the king. He still had respect for authority. Amen. These are characteristics of true prophets. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And you can see what a prophet wants to do when you see a prophet flowing in the local church. A prophet is there also to confirm leadership. Here we're going to see the benefit of the prophet. The king could call the shot. Amen. Now right here it said, and Nathan said, my Lord, O king, hast thou said, Adonai shall reign. So they had this thing, shall reign after me. He shall sit upon my throne. For he has gone down this day and have slain oxen and cattle and fat cattle and sheep in abundance and have called all the king's sons and the captains of the host and Abinadab the priests, and behold, they eat and drink before him and say, God save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest and Benai of the son of Ojehibiah, whatever, and they... And they and thy servant Solomon hath he not called? Is this done by my lord the king? Has thou not showed it unto thy servant who should sit upon the throne of the Lord of my lord the king after him? Then King David answered and said, call me Bathsheba, and she came in into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, as the Lord liveth and have redeemed my soul out of all distresses, even as I swear unto thee by the Lord God of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon my son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead. Even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed herself, her face to the earth, and did reverence to the king and said, let my Lord King David live forever. And King David said, call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and Jehoiada, and the son of Jehoiada. I can't pronounce it. And they came before the king. The king also said unto them, take with you the servants of your Lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon, and let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him. Prophet, anoint him there king over Israel, and blow ye the trumpets. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So it was a responsibility of the king of leadership to call the shot, to put people in authority. Amen. Not the prophet. Amen. But the prophet was to go back there and confirm, amen, that leadership with anointing. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, people think, well, what is the benefit of having prophetic ministries? What is the benefit? Is it safe? Is it healthy? Is it safe, or is it cultish, or is it bizarre? Well, I want you know that there are personal prophets out there as well. Personal prophets out there, you got to know God. Go right here to 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 11. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer. Everybody say, David's seer. Say it again, David's. Now, you see that means it belonged to David. That means that he was a personal prophet to the king. Well, do you think God's going to leave you out of there? Aren't you priests and kings before the Lord? Do you think God's going to leave you out? Do you think he's going to equip you with what you need? If you got a dentist, how many of you got a dentist? Hopefully you got a dentist, you got a mechanic, you got a lawn man, you got a maid, you got different things going on in your life, amen, you got a doctor. Well, God would also make sure that you got a voice, amen, that you got listening ears. And God will give you exactly what you need. You need to learn to identify, amen, the prophet of God to your life. Who is God speaking to? Who is he speaking to for your benefit? Do you know? Are you able to hear it? Listen, all you need is a word to set you free. I'm not talking about somebody tell you what to do and run your life and dominate you. That's not what it's all meant. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about there are certain things you can come to church, and if the word of God is right, exactly what you hear is enough to get you over. And it's not just an individual up there saying, no, that person is anointed of God to speak the right thing. And I'm sure that whatever they talk about at that right thing, I'm going to meet them there with my faith, and that's going to bring me out. How many have been ready to give up? Then all of a sudden you decide to come to church, and the thing, and you just sat there, and you were ready to quit, ready to throw it all in, and all of a sudden somebody teaches some crazy message, but in that crazy message was exactly what you needed to hear. You know, you go certain places, it's Mother's Day, and many people want to skip church on Mother's Day, Father's Day, and all this other stuff. It goes on because they think, I'm not going to hear anything I need. I tell you what, God is not going to leave you out. If you get up there and you meet God with your face, say, God, I don't care what holiday it is. I don't care who's teaching. I know you want to speak to me. Please anoint those words that I might get what I need to get. We need to just stop showing up at church and thinking that, and wasting our time. But we need to get an encounter with God when we go. Say, God, I need you to speak to my heart. We don't need speeches. You can get a tape. You can get a CD. You can watch TV for that. But you need to hear the word of the Lord, because that's going to set you free. You ever heard the statement, listen, one word from God will change your life forever? When you come with a hungry heart, God will feed you. And you can take that word that you hear and apply it to your life, and it'll do something for you. So say, thank God for the word. And the word of God will set you free. So David had this seer also, but I want you to know that God has not left you comfortless. He's given you the Holy Spirit inside your own heart, but he not only gave you the Holy Spirit inside your own heart, amen, but he's given you a whole body of believers, amen, that can communicate with God and help you out in a time of need. I wouldn't want to go anywhere. I wouldn't want to be in any church where people just get up there and speak. Hopefully, the platform or the pulpit, I believe the pulpit should be prophetic. I believe it should be prophetic. I believe that person should be praying and believing and trusting God and listening to the voice of God, because there are too many needs out there. Too many needs out there. Too many situations going out there, and people are coming hungry, and they need to hear from heaven. Praise the Lord. So we need to learn to reverence that. And I want you to see that, so when you the service time comes, we worship the Lord and all these other things, and I want you to pray. Whoever gets up there to teach, Lord, let it be from heaven. Let them just hear it. It might just be a sentence that they got that they had to develop. Help my people make it over, or whatever it is. Amen. But that word will definitely set you free. One thing that we're having a problem with today is honor and reverence. Everything is so familiar, but he's the same God. He's the same God. He never changes. He hasn't changed his rule book. He didn't give us new rules in the New Testament. He didn't. He just gave us the provision, amen, or a way to fulfill it. He gave us the Holy Ghost that will allow us to accomplish what he wants us to accomplish. But why is it that we change so today? I would like us to get to the point to where we can identify prophets. And we can identify prophetic ministry, because God wants you to get over, and we need every edge we can get. Amen? Amen. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth. He said, I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name. So when someone's divinely inspired by the Lord, those are not the words of that individual. Those are the words, you know, of the Lord himself. That whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name. Some say the word of God that he speaks. The word of God that he speaks needs to be hearkened to. And you have a responsibility to try that word, to take that word to Scripture, and to find out if it's so or not. He said, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. But if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? That's a big thing. That means you got to grow up a little bit. That means you got to have some type of discernment to figure out, hey, was that just off the top of the head, or was that truly inspired by the Lord? Was that inspired by God? And it says this, when a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, that thing the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. That's a neat thing. You got so many people that are just weird and mystical and want everybody to be afraid of them. You might not see it. I see charismatic nuts all the time that come in here and they just want to feed on innocent people. I heard God, you don't know this. I got something you don't know. And try to put people in fear. Always saying this, always saying that. None of it's ever coming to pass. Don't even be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of people that claim to be prophetic and are nothing but smoke. Blow them off. Don't give them that respect. Don't give them the time of day. When it says don't fear that person, you know, don't let them keep calling your house with a bunch of foolishness. They've been talking to you for years and none of it ever comes to pass. None of it ever makes sense. It's not for your good. It says don't reverence them. It says don't fear them. Don't even give them the time of day. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So that's how you handle that. That's how you know. Is it for your good? Well, we know that God is a good God. God is not out there to beat you up and wear you out. Everything that God's trying to do for you, it's for your good. So any representative that he had would, of course, be in sync with his mission. Also to help you, to bless you, and to encourage you, and to lift you up. If they're going to come in the name of the Lord, they're going to come with the words of the Lord. Hopefully it would be something that the Lord would say to you. Think about that. You'd hopefully be able to find it in the Bible. Would Jesus say this? Well, if Jesus wouldn't say it, amen, then they shouldn't be saying it. You can judge it just basically that way. One more word from you, or one more, you know, that's not the Lord. Amen? So don't pay attention to those weirdos. Amen? And stick with the word of God, because God's out for your good. Now, there are degrees. Remember we talked about the gifts of the Spirit? They're different administrations. Amen? Different operations. That every gifting is not the same. You know, you could have the gift of prophecy, he could have the gift of prophecy, and she could have the gift of prophecy. But the measure or the manifestation, the measure that prophetic gift manifests will not be the same by the will of God. Some will be greater than others, and people have a hard time receiving that. Not better. Just taking that God will use them differently. It's all the Lord. And we're going to see this right here. In Numbers chapter 12, go there. Are we learning anything today? Just a little bit. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian women whom he had married. Well, this is a trip when you get people that are prophetic. Me and Gloria were talking about this. There is meant to be some sort of reverence. And here they got all in this prophet's business. He probably had no business marrying that Ethiopian woman, but who cares? It's still none of their business. Amen? So they went out there. They got to tripping on something that he had done. And they said, have the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Have he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Anybody ever got that way? How many of you have heard that? We can hear it everywhere. And when I was at Bible school, we heard it. You know, you get people, well, you know, I can hear just as well as they can hear. What does that mean? That's not what I got from the Lord. That's not the only prophet in here. And that's what they were saying. And these were good people. And even God himself proclaimed Aaron to be a prophet. God told Moses, listen, Aaron will be your prophet. So here Moses got off on the deep end. They said, listen, he's off on the deep end. Surely he's not hearing God. He can't hear God. So we hear too. And they just spoke it to one another. and the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses. Now that really meant something. People think that you can just trip and go on it and God doesn't hear it and God's not concerned. So I like that God spoke suddenly. That means he got right on it. He didn't waste any time getting on this little attitude. And all they said, hey, we hear it too. You know, there's something about familiarity that we need to learn about. God is everywhere. He hears everything. He sees everything. Amen. But God was very concerned about this attitude. He spoke suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. Come out ye three unto the temple of the congregation. He said, all three of you get out here. All three of you come out. And he said, come out. And I call that calling out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud. Now you think God's not concerned about that? He didn't send an angel. He didn't send a lightning bolt. He came down himself in the pillar of a cloud. Amen. And stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Miriam and called Aaron and Miriam. I mean, that was an upgrade of prophetic ministry, wasn't it? They were really going to get a word now. And they both came forth, and he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. Visions and dreams. Now, we've learned in the school of the Holy Spirit about vision, dreams, that God speaks to different people different ways. Every prophet or everyone that flows in ministry, you got to learn how God speaks to you. He's not going to speak to everybody the same way. There are some people that just get inspired dreams, and that's how God speaks to them. There are certain people that see visions, and it's wonderful when they see visions. There are some that get deep impressions on the inside of their heart, and they don't understand it. That's a gift of the Spirit. Amen? So he said, God will do those things for them. He said, I will speak to them in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently not in dark speeches and in the similitude of the Lord. Of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. So he came down and he said, listen, I'm not speaking to you. Yeah, you might have a gifting. And see, that happened to so many people. God starts to use us and we think we're all that. You know, we get to give a word in a Bible study, and then we start thinking we're Superman or Superwoman. We think we're Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland, Brother Hagin, or whatever it is. Nostradamus. You know, you get one dream, then all of a sudden you're big Nostradamus. You know, that's not how it works. And so often we forget that God's dealing with different people in different ways. He said, listen, you might be getting in a vision and a dream. He said, but this man, amen, he's not hearing the same way you're hearing. He speaks to me mouth to mouth, and I'll speak with him mouth to mouth. It's not the same thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against him, and he departed. And of course, we know that when he got upset, amen, he rebuked him, and he said that. And what did he do? He hit that prophetess, Miriam, with leprosy. And she got in trouble, but thank God, God delivered her. But we can learn here. We can learn that there are degrees of prophetic anointings. And we need to reverence the Holy Spirit from God. Amen? Reverence the Holy Spirit of God. That there are degrees. And you got to watch yourself when you do that. Now, when it gets to irreverence, there are certain areas where it's more difficult to reverence things. And I think it's even a good thing in some ways. I didn't understand it. You know, you get certain people, and one of the things I've noticed that I've been pastoring it out there, and I've been doing it for a bit and dealing with people, it says that prophets, there are places where prophets don't have honor. And I start thinking about, now that's a real bad thing. They don't have honor. He said, prophet is not received or doesn't have honor in his own home or in his own country. And I think, isn't that a terrible thing? It is a bad thing sometimes, but you know, sometimes it could be a good thing. Because I've met certain people that are just controlling and are nuts and they're just messing up people's lives. Big prophet husbands, you know, they hear God and they're around the house dictating. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to wash the dishes because God said. I don't want to get a job. God said it. I'm the mighty prophet of God. Watch out. You know, these people don't have a normal life. They're always in church. You know, they're always on some divine healing. You know, come on. And Jesus himself said this. Now I'm looking at this scripture in a different light. And of course, in the connotation that he was saying is he was rebuking a city because he said a prophet is not, he has honor everywhere else except for when he's in his own country. He said, if I had gone anywhere else, I'd have honor, and it was negative. But then again, you might want to look at it the other side. Maybe it's purposed that way for a reason, to stop control. Stop being, you know, hear the Lord and pray together, but stop being spiritual dictators in the home. Stop that mess. You know, things go on, and all of a sudden they get some big word of the Spirit, and they don't know what's going on. I think it's control. I've seen it so many times. I get nervous sometimes. What are y'all going to do? We're going to have house church. You know, we can't go out tonight. We got house church. Flaky. Flaky. Let's go here. Go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 57. And they were offended in him because Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. So in order for the works of God to be done, and for you got to have faith and belief. They couldn't receive the reward that Jesus was willing to offer them because they weren't reverencing him to the degree that he needed to be reverenced. They couldn't receive it. They couldn't receive him in any name, amen, because they were so messed up. What do you get? Someone said, well, you know, I just want to call this one Rod. I just want to call that one. I told someone, well, you don't want Rod. Now, I might introduce myself as Rod, but Rod's not going to do you any good at all. At all. Amen. You need the Lord. Amen. Or you need the gifting that's on Rod. Amen. To overcome. And that's the big difference. You need to look beyond the individuals and see the ministry there. Amen. So they, now, because he did not there do many mighty works because of their unbelief. And what did they not believe? Hey, that this man was under the inspiration of God. He was on an assignment from God to get something accomplished. Also in Mark chapter 6, verse 4, and Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. I think that that means it's very difficult to be sometimes spiritual around those that know you best. But in a way, that's good. In a way, it's not so good. Amen. I believe it's good in a certain way. Because you see, ever seen that's a PK kid, and PK kids have a reputation of being the worst little monsters out there. I've seen pastors' wives trip and all this other stuff. You know why? Because they didn't have a husband. Kids didn't have a dad. They had a prophet. Amen. You know, they couldn't go to dad and just get a hug. Amen. They just couldn't talk and be on a normal level. When you live with people, amen, you live with people. Amen. That's what it's all about. And you got to learn to separate between the two. So don't be at home. You know, I have a roommate. You know, when I'm at home, you know, when we're home, I'm not, they might call me Pastor Rod, but that's not what it's all about. I'm Rod. Amen. Because that's home. That's not the church. That's, you know, it'd be all weird and flaky and messed up. In your own kid and among your own people, learn to separate it. Amen. And realize and be real sometime. Luke chapter 4, verse 24. Am I helping anybody? It's not trying to be so weird and mystical, amen? Do you think Brother Hagin does that? When you go to his house, all of a sudden, oh, it's dad, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, no, they're going to be real. They say, well, you must be praying. Somebody asked Brother Marty Blackwell, what does Brother Hagin do all day long? All day long, he must be praying and prophesying all day long and laying hands on all the stuff. He watches baseball. He's a baseball fanatic. He'll sit there and watch baseball, enjoy the baseball, amen? But when it's time to go out in the name of the Lord, he's going to do what he has to do. We always try to get so supernatural, so bizarre and supernatural. Everything just gets weird. And whenever I see that happen, you know there's some dysfunction and there's some problems, and you got a controlling attitude that needs to be addressed. I've seen people prophesy, you're supposed to be my wife. We went to Bible school. People used to do that. I prophesied to you. God told me you're my wife. You know, and the girl's thinking, Lord, I don't want to miss God, amen. I just don't want to miss God in that sign. What they used to tell them, the first year students at Christ Foundation, if everybody ever comes to you, tell them, don't believe them. Amen. Just don't believe them. Amen. You let God speak to you. Amen. And God will tell you. I like this. I like this a lot. Praise the Lord. So God wants you to realize, amen, that prophets are there to do you good. That the ministry is there. You can study it on your own in the Word of God. You can study it in Scripture. Amen. You got to learn to discern the difference. And when you hear it, you will profit. I know that from Scripture. I've studied enough to know it from Scripture. But also, you know what? I've seen it through experience. You were saved in 76. Amen. Got filled with the Holy Spirit in 76. I'm sure you've seen it too. And one thing you'll be able to check someone that's truly inspired by the Lord. And you will notice, one thing I've really noticed, if it's a fake, amen, or a flake, they're broke, amen. The only one that's going to profit is the one that's talking off the top of their head. Everybody else going to go broke, amen, but the one that's got the microphone and the big diamonds, and I got a stone, amen, I bought it myself, amen. But that's the only one that's truly profiting, amen. Nobody else is really profiting. I call them profiting prophets, amen. But if it's truly a gifting of the Lord, or truly if it's truly a gifting of the Lord, if it's truly a spiritual thing, your life will improve. That inspiration is not there just to make the church rich or to make that individual rich. It's there to make your life better. Make your life better. Amen? Not to wear you out and do you under. Amen? But it's there to make you better. And that's one of the things I've learned. I said, if I get around the right voice, amen, I'm going to be, of course I'm going to hear in God's heart, and I'm going to be in the right light, amen? So therefore, things should be easier for me. So increase comes when we listen to the Word of God. Did you enjoy that today? I did. I enjoyed it. Did you? I hope you did. If you didn't, it's still good, and it'll do you good. So I want you to realize that God is here to help you. God is here to help you. He's still moving. But we got to grow up to learn to have better discernment. Better discernment so that you don't miss out. A lot of people don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. A lot of people have been hurt and offended by Looney Tunes and flakes. You can. You can. The real is still out there. Amen. Just learn to be a little bit sharp. Don't get turned off. What I've learned that, you know, lately we haven't had a lot of Looney Tunes come through. And I've noticed that since the Looney Tune that's been coming through, he's been a whole lot better. Been in a whole lot more increase. Seems like the more the Looney Tunes spoke, the worse things got. Some of them didn't even go to church. You know, we had one guy that come through here one time. It was one night we knew the boy. And he came in here one Wednesday night. I got something from the God I got to say. Just all wigged out. And all upset? Think I want to hear that? No. Definitely, if it's got you wigged out and upset, what do you think it'll do to us? Amen? So we got to have some sort of discernment so that we're able to increase and that we're able to match the Word of God with faith. And we put the right word, amen, out there, and you match that right word with faith, God will do something good for you. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Father, I pray right now as your people stretch their faith, Father God. Stretch their heart towards you. Lord, that you would meet them. Father God, that you would give unto them the spirit of revelation. Lord, that you would speak to their hearts. Lord, that they would start to do what you desire them to do and be who you desire them to be, Father God. Lord, that they would have that edge, the prophetic edge, Father God, that helps them get over, Father God, that they no longer be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, Father God, and all the mess, but, Father God, that they would hear the right word. And, Lord, you said that your sheep know your voice. And I pray, Father God, as the word of God goes forth, that their heart would give them confirmation, hey, I can take this to the bank and do something about it. And as they do something about it, God, I pray that you would match their faith with manifestation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, y'all come back tonight. Amen. And enjoy yourself. Put on some good music. Get another cup of coffee. Let our visitors feel welcome this morning and loved. Amen. And it'll be good. Enjoy being with you all this morning. Did y'all enjoy it?